Today, we are going to dive into the research on how genetic variants increase the risk of acetaminophen-induced liver damage. Acetaminophen, widely known by the brand name Tylenol, or as paracetamol in Europe, is a commonly used over-the-counter medication for reducing pain and fever. While generally safe when taken as directed, excessive doses of acetaminophen can lead to severe liver damage and potentially fatal liver failure. In fact, acetaminophen-related liver damage is currently the most common cause of liver transplant in the United States, with more than 56,000 emergency room visits per year stemming from acetaminophen-related liver problems. In this video, we'll explore the research on how liver damage occurs with acetaminophen use and why genetic variants can increase the risk of liver damage at levels that most people can handle. When you take acetaminophen, it is easily and rapidly absorbed in the intestines and then transported to the liver for processing. Most of the acetaminophen will be metabolized through conjugation reactions using the SULT and UGT enzymes. The SULT family of enzymes drives conjugation with sulfur groups, allowing the acetaminophen to be easily excreted in urine. If the amount of acetaminophen exceeds the liver's capacity for sulfation, it then utilizes the UGT genes for glucuronidation reactions, which also make the acetaminophen more water-soluble and able to be excreted. It's important to note that while the liver breaks down most of the acetaminophen using sulfation and glucuronidation reactions, about 10 to 15% of acetaminophen is metabolized by the CYP2E1 enzyme into a toxic metabolite known as NAPQI, N-acetyl-p-benzoquinone-imine. NAPQI needs to be neutralized with glutathione, which is catalyzed using the GST genes. With sufficient glutathione present, NAPQI is very quickly metabolized into sulfate and cysteine compounds, which are readily excreted through the kidneys. However, when NAPQI isn't neutralized, it can be highly reactive and cause oxidative stress and damage to liver cells, known as hepatocytes, leading to cell death. When NAPQI levels exceed the liver's capacity to neutralize them, NAPQI will form protein adducts on the mitochondria of liver cells. This causes high oxidative stress, mitochondrial dysfunction, and cell death of the hepatocytes. A couple of decades ago, researchers found that the CD44 gene was likely involved in the risk of liver damage from high doses of acetaminophen. The CD44 gene encodes a cell surface receptor involved in various processes, including cellular differentiation, cell-to-cell adhesion, recruitment of immune system cells, and as a receptor for hyaluronic acid. Studies in humans and animals with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease show that CD44 plays a key role in the inflammation and liver damage associated with fatty liver disease. Other genetic studies have looked at genes involved in acetaminophen metabolism pathways, including those related to sulfation, glucuronidation, and glutathione production. For example, a study that looked at genetic differences in a group of 192 individuals who took 4 grams per day of acetaminophen found that variants that decreased sulfation, specifically in the SULT2E1 gene, were more likely to have elevated liver enzymes. The study showed a huge variation in liver enzyme levels, but it didn't identify any specific SNP, just that SULT2E1 was likely involved, and that combinations of SULT variants plus GST variants were likely deleterious. In summary, while acetaminophen is generally safe when taken as directed, excessive doses or chronic use can lead to severe liver damage, especially in individuals with pre-existing liver conditions or certain genetic variants. Knowing your risk factors may help you determine whether acetaminophen is a safe choice for you as a pain reliever.